It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. With the police singing the musical question, Spirits in the Material World. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and this is your chance to be on with us, to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you have not played in the last 30 days, the lines are clear. Your chance to get in is right now at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you every Friday by the Well Hungarians, one of the best bands in this town. Been part of this town's musical scene for more than two decades now. Recently released their third album, Bonafide, which you can download from any of your favorite downloadable music sources. Or you can go see them in person Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge and some pretty good food. And every Thursday night, they are at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville with no cover charge and some amazing food as well. You can find out about their whole schedule by downloading the Well Hungarians app or going to wellhungarians.net. And we roll right into our first contestant already on the Harris Challenge. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself with the unique opportunity you're afforded as a contestant on the Harris Challenge. We call it the five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I have just been informed that, all of the kids are going to grandma's for the night, so that means that I have got a list of projects at home that is probably longer than my arm.
Oh, I thought we were going a different direction there, I'll be honest with you.
You're not
going
to do them, though, right, with your only night free?
No, I will probably be doing them till late in the night and then early in the morning.
Really? I have the house to myself, and I got to go through the honey-do list.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Okay, Jeff, let me turn on the semi-random category computer, which you can cross off your list because it's working perfectly. We don't need any repairs on it. And here come the categories, led, of course, by the topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or, because we're going to start spring in a half hour, 5:46 p.m. is the beginning of spring here in the Central Time Zone. We have a category called The First Day of Off Spring. Or you can have the third category, The First Day of Springsteen. Which one would you like?
We will try the Off Spring.
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We have 60 seconds on the clock and five questions for Jeff to move through. One-pointer through a five-pointer. At the end of that 60 seconds, a buzzer will sound and will tally up his points. And if he's gotten more than half of the possible 15, he will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
All right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations in Florissant. And one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
From Werenberg Theater.
2.5 years, it still makes them laugh.
I know.
Yeah, that's amazing.
from Werenberg Theater. We have free movie passes. You might want to pick the Marigold Hotel or McFarlane USA. We have several to choose from. And we have a free bowling party.
There we go. Oh, you put too much spin on it. Yeah, I knew it. You left the seven.
And this is available at Kingpin Lanes only. You get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to six people on one lane, and you get a one large, one topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company.
Your choice of the categories if you win, or take all, or your choice of the prizes if you win, or you can have all the prizes if you get all the questions right for a clean sweep. That's a package with a value of well over
$1 million.
Jeff, you've chosen the first day of off spring. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who are the parents of Willow and Jaden Smith, who have followed mom and dad into showbiz?
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Correct. Which Ronald Reagan offspring appeared nude in the July 1994 issue of Playboy?
Pat.
Which rock and roll offspring had a hit in 1982 with the song Valley Girl?
Moon Unit Zappa.
Correct. Which movie star has been married to Elvis Presley's daughter and Charlie Weaver's Charlie Weaver's nephew? No, it's his granddaughter. My mistake. Stop the music. Stop the music for just a second. I just want to clear this up. Charlie Weaver's real name is Cliff Arquette. His granddaughter's Patricia Arquette. Yeah, she's the one. She's been married to who?
Nicolas Cage.
Correct. Start the music again. Thought I had gotten...
I'm my own grandpa.
Thought I had the family tree wrong there. Which daughter of music legend Quincy Jones played Ann Perkins on TV's Parks and Recreation?
Pass.
Back to the two-pointer. Which Ronald Reagan offspring appeared nude in the July 1994 issue of Playboy? Well, we know it wasn't Ron Reagan Jr. It was his sister, Patty Davis.
Yes.
And
nice.
Quincy Jones' daughter is Rashida Jones. But, Jeff, you got the 4 and the 3 and the 1 for a total of 8 points. You're a winner. Congratulations.
She Thanks has very much. Davis thighs.
Enjoy the night of the honey-do list, and thanks for playing the challenge. Here comes contestant number 2. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just on my way home to watch some basketball. I want to cheer on my alma mater tomorrow, Ohio State.
I'm cheering for all the Missouri teams.
Do what?
I'm cheering for all the Missouri teams.
Good luck with that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. which category would you like, Dave? Have you been paying attention? The first day of Springsteen, or our new third category, multiple choice week?
Well, have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's see if you have. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who is the Missouri Republican Committee chairman who's accused of a whisper campaign against the late state auditor Tom Schweik?
Oh,
F. Which company recalled 242,000 cases of its macaroni and cheese product this week?
Kraft.
Correct. Which Illinois congressman was forced to retire when his wasteful spending habits became public this week?
Pass.
Which company's CEO said this week that you should do the world a favor and only wash your jeans once every 10 years?
Levi's.
Correct. This week, the AP mistakenly identified accused murderer Robert Durst as rock star Fred Durst. What group is Fred Durst the frontman for?
Limp Bizkit.
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. Who is the Missouri Republican Committee chairman accused of a whisper campaign against Tom Schweik?
Republican parties. I can't think of it.
Here comes the buzzer. His name is John Hancock. And the Illinois congressman who had to retire because he was just wasting too much of our money, his name is Aaron Schock. And by the way, I was shocked that an Illinois politician would be doing something dishonest and corrupt.
Yeah. Boy.
I don't think that's ever happened before in Illinois.
No.
Finally get a black mark on the record.
Yeah. My favorite thing about the Aaron Schock story is actually the story about he expensed his travel miles. He wrote down and deducted as a business expense 120,000 business miles. Here's why it's funny. He then sold the car, which had 70,000 miles on the odometer.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, let's see how you did here. You got the 2, you got the 4, you got the 5. Hey, that's 11 points, Dave. You're a winner.
Thank you.
Nicely done. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prize. We'll bring in our next contestant, and that's you, Kate. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Yahoo!
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I am headed home in Jefferson County, beautiful hills, down by Hillsboro.
Okay. By the way, the 5 seconds can be used as a commercial endorsement opportunity, and I thought perhaps you'd made a deal with online company Yahoo there. That would have been some great foresight.
Yes.
Signed a big 6-figure contract with them. I'm going to get on that show and just say Yahoo. That'll be it.
And then I'll
get Paul to mention it, and then I'll do the yodel. Perfect. Worked out nicely, Kate. What do you want? We have the first day of Springsteen, multiple choice week, or our new third category, the first day of Springfield.
First day of Springfield.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What animated TV family lives in the town of Springfield?
Simpsons.
Correct. In what state is the Springfield that's home to the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Illinois.
Massachusetts. If you drove from St. Louis to the nearest Springfield, what state would you end up in?
Illinois.
No, Missouri. Springfield, Missouri's closer. What one-time General Hospital star had a hit called Jesse's Girl?
Rick Springfield.
There you go. Which Springfield once included Stephen Stills and Neil Young?
Oh, my gosh,
pass. Can't pass. It's the last one. Which Springfield once included Stephen Stills and Neil Young?
Oh, gosh.
You need this for the win.
I know. I'm gonna get zinged.
5 seconds.
Buffalo Springfield?
right before the buzzer, she pulls out a win, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
It's like Ohio State versus some other school or something that happened in March Madness. I'm not following it. I don't know. But, Kate, you got yourself 10 points and a win. Nicely done.
Fabulous. Thanks, Paul.
You're very welcome. Have a great weekend. And here comes our final contestant today. Oh, I'm sorry, our fourth contestant. We've got two to go. John, welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Well, hi, everybody. I sure like your show on Fridays.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Which category? Would you like to say anything more with your 5 seconds?
We're just waiting to go to fish fry.
Okay. What do you like of our remaining categories? The first day of Springsteen or multiple choice week?
Let's try multiple choice week.
All right, John, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which state has the most schools in the NCAA men's basketball tournament? Indiana, Michigan, or California?
Kentucky.
Not one of the
multiple
choices. Indiana. Which company?
Indiana.
Yeah, that's after I told you. Which company using the phrase "race together" wants its employees to discuss racial issues with customers? Whole Foods,
Starbucks.
Yes, Starbucks is right. Which of these was found in a Walmart bathroom this week? A pony, a bag full of ping pong balls, or a meth lab? It is a meth lab.
The only thing made in the United States.
Which company has been given permission to test its delivery drones in the U.S.? UPS, FedEx, Amazon is right. Which sports league is in talks to have an exhibition game in Cuba in 2016? Major League Baseball, the NFL, or the NBA?
Baseball.
It is Major League Baseball. Yeah, so except for that one-pointer where I said Indiana and then you said Indiana, you got all the rest of them for 14 points, John. Almost a clean sweep. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by, and Dan will get your information, and here comes our actual final contestant today. Hi, Derek.
Yay, I'm last.
Yes, you are, and you're the only chance to save us from a completely punishment music-free week.
I'm afraid I might fail you.
Well, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm going to use the plug. I'm the owner of AB Agency Insurance. We sell auto, home, and life insurance. Look us up online, and yeah.
What's that again? AB what?
AB Agency.
There you go. Okay, Derek. 60 seconds on the clock for the category, The First Day of Springsteen. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What's the name of the group that backs up Bruce Springsteen?
Pass.
What New Jersey town is in the title of Bruce Springsteen's first album?
Springfield, I don't know.
Asbury Park. Which Tom Hanks movie did Bruce Springsteen do the Oscar-winning theme song for?
Forrest Gump.
Philadelphia. Which actress first gained fame as the woman Springsteen pulled over from the audience to dance with in the video of his song Dancing in the Dark before she went on to star in Friends?
Courtney Cox.
Correct. Who was Bruce Springsteen's first wife?
I don't know.
Back to the one-pointer. What is the name of the group that backs up Bruce Springsteen? Hear it in your head. Bruce Springsteen and the...
I keep thinking Bob Seger's Silver Band, but no, it's not that.
No? Five
Bruce
seconds.
Bruce Springsteen and not the Heartbreakers. I don't know.
It's also not The News. That was Huey Lewis. And it's not The Miracles. That was Smokey Robinson. No, if we went through all the rest of them, maybe you would have come up with the E Street Band.
And yeah, I've heard that once or twice.
Bruce Springsteen's first wife was Julianne Phillips. And Derek, you ended up with one question right for a total of only 4 points, and so I will have to punish you. And since we have a spring theme here, let's have a guy with spring in his name. No, it's not Springsteen. No, it's not Springfield. No, it's not Offspring. It's Springer, as in Jerry. This is from the album, Who Told Jerry Springer He Could Sing?
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to. Oh, hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me.
I should use this as an opportunity to plug the fact that Roger McGuinn of the Byrds, who had a hit with Bob Dylan's song, Mr. Tambourine Man, is going to be playing at the Wildy Theater in Edwardsville in the beginning of May. And I'm going to have him on the John Carney Show when I fill in for Carney on Monday the 30th, a week from this Monday. I'm looking forward to having Roger back on the show. I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Well, thank you, sir, and I hope you also.
Thank you very much for playing. And now this Harris Challenge correction. Springfield, Illinois, closer to St. Louis than Springfield, Missouri. I had left off a digit on there, thought that Springfield, Missouri was 86 miles away. It's 186 miles away. Obviously, having been to the Lincoln Library three times, I should have known that Springfield, Illinois was closer. Here's the good news for Kate. She earns 13 points instead of 10 and remains a winner, which she already was. Thank you for the corrections. Please go on with the rest of your life. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.